You know, this is KCast, the Cayman Islands podcast. It's Jason, and today we're talking about TVET, which is a new approach to promoting trade skills to our young ones. You know, everybody wants to be a lawyer, everyone wants to be a doctor, but who do you call when the lights go out? And the great thing about this industry is that it's recession proof, it's everything proof. We're always going to need human hands and human brains to solve these problems. I chatted with my friends from UCCI who are about to kick off their fall semester at TVET and got more details about the program. Gentlemen, introduce yourselves.
Wayne Jackson.
And what's your title?
Director for the School of Hospitality Studies and the TVET.
Nice. Sir?
Fensley Smith, lecturer in electrical technology.
Nice.
Lawton Lewis, instructor for air conditioning and refrigeration.
Nice. It's nice to meet you guys. Welcome. You guys are part of the UCCI featured podcast we do here at KCast, talking about how to go back to school, maybe learn new skills. You guys have a really cool title, TVET. Mr. Wayne, tell me what that stands for, what that's all about.
TVET stands for TVET. And it stands, we call it.
Does it stand for TVET?
Well, not right. Really, but it's an acronym we use, and we call it TVET, but it means technical, vocational, educational, and training. And it's a program designed to really create skills for students who need to get into a practical area of qualification.
Right. And what are those practical areas?
These areas include anything in the trades, carpentry, plumbing, electrical installation, air conditioning repairs, automotive repairs, and the list goes on and on. It also includes area that covers business, finance, regular, anything that has to do with creating competency
right.
for a person to perform a task,
yeah.
It can be classified as a TVET.
You know, like when I was back in school, and maybe you guys, you're a little bit younger than me, maybe. When we're back in school, you know, they taught us a lot of theory, a lot of, you know, like sciences and a lot of arts. And, you know, everyone's going to go eventually go be a doctor. Everyone's going to go be a lawyer. You're going to be the president. But what no one really talked about were the guys who are putting in the electrical, putting in the plumbing, doing like gigs that are like recession proof. You're always going to need water. And that's the thing is that I feel like my generation almost didn't get that push to learn these skills. And those jobs are like in high demand now. Isn't that right?
You are absolutely correct.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, to make sure that there's a big push globally, the United Nations set up a council that's pushing TVET initiative globally around the world.
Yeah.
It's called UNESCO.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I've heard that.
And with that process, now we are opening the door for persons to build competency in numerous disciplines. The idea is that once you have a skill, you are pretty much employing yourself.
Right, exactly.
You know what? We use this story quite often. In the TVET world, for example, a doctor had a plumbing issue at his house.
Yeah.
Big mess.
Sure.
Smells really bad.
Okay, wait, set that up. Doctor had a plumbing problem at his house.
So he called a plumber.
Got years of schooling. Yeah. Smartest guy. Can save your brain.
Years of school. Yeah. So he called a plumber. Plumber came out and says, you know what? Let me fix this for you.
Yeah.
But before I leave my house, you got to pay me $100.
Right. Right.
Okay?
Sure.
And when I get there, well, it's going to be, depends on how long it's going to take. It's going to cost you 100 plus X.
Right.
So the guy gets there, does what he needs to do and says, look, you owe me like $500 now.
Yeah.
Doctor says, okay. You were just here for like maybe 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
You make more money than me.
Yeah.
Plumber says, yeah, I know. I used to be a brain surgeon too. So I quit. So the point I want to drive home here is that with TVET, you employ yourself.
Yeah.
Right? You used a word a while ago called gig jobs. That's what we're moving to now.
Gigs. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, it's what everybody does. So it's called it's gig. Yeah,
nobody's
sure.
Staying with a company for 2, 5, 10, except for us, really. Right. They're the caterers, really.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you guys
everybody just jump around and do jobs.
Yeah.
Guess what? When you look at someone who has a skill, their earning potential has no limit, no ceiling.
Yeah,
as opposed to someone who's 9 to 5, you get the check every month. If you're not careful, there's more month than check.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Mike, tell me about it. I know all about that.
So more the idea here check. Is to make you diversified. There are many schools, for example, in several countries that require students to leave with a practical qualification.
For sure.
In addition to the academic stuff.
That's it.
So even though you're going to become a doctor, you need to become a plumber too.
Right.
Just in case you want to switch from.
I say that.
Right?
Like if I had a kid, my kid came to me and said, Dad, I want to be an actor. I'm going to go to college and study acting. Say, no, there's no way. You can act just fine. You go learn how to be a plumber in case that acting thing don't work.
That's right.
You know, but you can't, you know, that's where my mind goes, especially doing what I do. Let's talk to the instructors. Which one of you guys is the air conditioning guy? That's you, right? What? Tell me what that industry is like right now. I mean, obviously, we live in the Caribbean. You know, air conditioning is a something you have to have. What's it like? What's the job like? Workforce looking like? Are they constantly looking for people to work?
Well, in the air conditioning field, I mean, you can see even on this island. Let's just speak about the Cayman Islands, right?
Yeah.
The Cayman Islands is hot.
It is.
And so for hot people,
yeah,
you need somebody to keep them cool.
That's it.
And so for every building that you look at on the Cayman Island, an air conditioning requirement is there.
That's it.
And so therefore, just even from that perspective alone, you'll see that the trade or the job of an air conditioning technician will always be required and will always be needed. And it's always in demand.
And what are you finding? Because I mean, I've known a lot of air conditioning guys who are here on work permits. Is that trade increasing in popularity with Caymanian students?
Well, I find that Caymanians are becoming largely interested.
Yeah.
In the air conditioning.
And that pays, case. Man. That's
it
a good
does,
gig.
It does. It does. It does. There are a lot of workers from overseas that come.
Yeah.
But what you find based on the fact that it is an increasing demand on that field.
Yeah.
Caymanians are recognizing that, hey, this is a field that requires, you know, workers every time and
right,
consistently.
Right. Sure.
So you find Caymanians gravitating to it. What was happening is that Caymanians and most persons overall, not just Caymanians, but most persons didn't even recognize or know
right.
that there is somebody that is required to service the air conditioning.
Right.
They didn't even understand that there is somebody that put in the air conditioning.
Right.
You know, a lot of us just get to the building, see the air conditioning there, and believe it just happened like that.
Right.
But so with the increase of the knowledge, knowing that this is a trade, this is something that requires servicing regularly.
Sure, sure.
Because for every air conditioning, it is recommended that it is serviced like every 3 or 4 months.
Right.
So you mean you need to call that guy every 3 or 4 months?
Right.
Yeah. So
it's a good industry again. I mean, it's certainly it's like what they say, death and taxes. You get in those two industries, you're going to be all right. There's usually going to be work for them.
Indeed.
Mr. Lawton, you're the HVAC instructor at the school.
Yes, I am.
Is it HVAC here?
It is.
Because it's not as much heating.
For the heating aspect of stuff, we don't delve too deep into that because, as I've said before, Cayman is a hot country.
Right, of course.
And so, therefore, we don't require much heating because that's natural.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, what we require mostly is the cooling. But, we touch on the heating
for sure.
You would understand. Because, really and truly, what air conditioning is not, technically, it is not necessarily cooling
right.
that the AC does. But what the AC does is to remove the heat.
That's absolutely right.
So students have to understand the whole concept of heat and, removal of it. Yeah.
That's incredible. Mr. Priestley?
Fensley.
you're the electrical guy over at the school.
That's right.
Tell me about what that industry is like, man. Guys looking for gigs, or looking for jobs, looking for a career. That's probably a good one to get into, right?
The electrical industry right now is really booming.
Yeah.
If you look in the Cayman Islands, you realize that the population is increasing.
Mm.
And with increased population, you need increased buildings.
Right.
And what is happening is that electric city on a whole is dangerous if you don't know how to handle it.
Right.
So because of that, people will not venture to try to change certain fixtures and apparatus in their houses.
Right, out of just pure fear, I'm the same way.
There you go.
Yeah.
So because of that, there's always a demand for electricians and people working in the electrical industry from that standpoint. What I find, though, as the second part of your question, is that more and more Caymanians are realizing that this is a great opportunity for them to own their own business.
Ah, right.
Because what happened, a lot of the guys, when they become licensed electricians and they work for a company over a period of time and they develop certain clientele, they realize they can branch on their own and they can own their own business.
Hmm.
So because of that, you find that we have a great demand for electrical students, local electrical students. And although the demand, because the demand is so big, you have so many people from overseas that are working here in that industry.
Right.
So for Caymanians who want to become competent in that area, there are many, numerous possibilities, because we talk about electricians, but when you look at a studio like this, you know, you have opportunities for people who are in electronics.
Right.
And when you come on to cars and even the hospitals and places like that, there's so many machines and equipment that are run by electricity.
Right.
That this demand for electrical workers is just wide and just varied. And that is why we are imploring our listeners and those who are out there in the field to get on board, come and learn a skill.
Is it mandatory, if you're going to get into the electrical field, to have a mustache as gnarly as yours, or is that optional?
The mustache is optional. What is mandatory is that you must be qualified.
Right.
You have, for example, right. If you want to be an electrician, you have to have at least a wireman qualification.
Right.
Or you're going to have a journeyman's qualification.
I was
going to
say, because I know that whenever you're talking trades, you're talking about apprenticeships. And those sometimes can go on for a little while. Is that still kind of the standard thing where you're a plumbing apprentice, you're an electrical apprentice? I remember my buddies back home had to go through several years of apprenticing. Yeah?
It's still the same.
Yeah.
It's not as developed here in Cayman as it is in other jurisdictions.
Right.
And that is where UCCI comes in, because what we do, we take the students on board and we teach them the soft skills. We teach them the theory.
Right.
And we teach them a lot of the practical. But what happened is that because UCCI is so small and we don't have the facility to teach all the practical.
Right.
We will have the students doing apprenticeship with different electrical companies.
Right.
And that is where the apprenticeship comes in here in the Cayman Islands. So we do have not a structured apprenticeship program, but what we call it internship. But the students are pinned to an industry where they're working.
That's it. I mean, and that's where you're going to take everything that you sit in a class and learn about and actually apply it and see. And then that's when really it all kind of, you connect the dots, you know. Yeah. Mr. Wayne, I know that this program is getting ready to launch again for fall. Mm-hmm. What you know, if somebody's maybe on the fence about getting involved, what is it? What sort of like prerequisites or what sort of things are part of this experience? I mean, I'm sure you're not just sitting in electrical class all day.
No, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. So tell me about what the whole course is like.
One of the things we do, we look for persons who really first thing have a passion and a drive for what you want to pursue.
Yeah.
And then we take them with at least a grade 9 education. If you have more than that, that'll be great.
Okay.
Then we take you into what we call an entry level program if you don't have that year 11, year 12 qualification.
Gotcha.
Upon completion of that entry-level qualification, then you can move into the area that you want to focus on.
Correct.
So the first level would be like a preventive maintenance program. So you get to see plumbing, you get to see electrical, you get to see AC repairs, you get to do some painting, you get to do some basic masonry. You get to see everything. You realize, you know what? This masonry thing is not good for me. I love the AC. Then you can then decide to go to AC. You already have a basic foundation already, so you begin to build on that.
Yeah.
The same thing in hospitality. We take them and say, okay, look at a hotel, look at a restaurant, look at tourism, look at the cruise ship, look at the airplanes. Get a feel of all those areas, and then you say, you know what? I want to be a chef.
Right.
Okay? I like to yell at people, and people can yell at me, and we're good to go.
Exactly right for
so
sure.
A lot of people, especially students coming out of school now, they leave pretty early.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you were a kid, sometimes you didn't even know what you want to do.
Yeah.
Right? Sure. So we get a chance to have them taste vanilla ice cream, taste chocolate. You know what? I'd like none of these. You having a cherry over there? Let me taste that. I think I like a cherry.
Well, and that's what's great about that time of your life and with college, that you get to try.
Important. Yeah.
You get to have a couple scoops of different things.
Yeah. And that's the idea for us, is to give them a chance. So number one, if you don't know, you can look at all these flavors. And if you know, these are the things that you can do if you know.
That's it.
Right? And that's the whole idea about our program. It's very dynamic. At the same time, it's all over embryonic.
Yeah.
It's dynamic enough so you can branch out to other areas and have a strong enough foundation so that when you go as an apprentice.
Yeah.
To the real world, someone says, you know what, hand me this tool. You don't need to go figure out what tool it is. You already know what it is because we already covered that with you in the lab. So
sure.
You know what to bring to the table. Then you become useful.
Yeah.
And if you're useful, guess what? You get to stick around.
That's it.
Right?
That's
the key.
That's it.
Make sure that you're useful so you can stick around.
That's it.
So our goal is to make sure that persons are competent. Competent means that you're not an expert, but you can perform the task. It might take you a little longer to do it because you haven't been exposed with enough time.
Yeah.
But over time, with that exposure, you become more competent till you get to the point of mastery.
Right.
And then mastery now means that the opportunities for you to become limitless.
Yeah, true.
Right?
True.
And that's the key for us, is to build that base first. It's broad enough you can stand on.
Yeah.
And you can build wherever you want to go.
That's great, man. Those are great words coming from our little hometown university. Boys, let me put your trade hat on, electrical guy. AC guy. What's the best part of that job? Let's start with electrical.
The best part of electrical, when you've completed a job and you see the lights come on, you see the air conditioning working, and you look at the customer and they have a happy smile on their face.
Right.
That's one of the best part of the electrical work.
Yeah.
But the whole experience can be rewarding because you're there working with a team usually of guys most of the time are jovial. You go to work and what you realize is that no two or three electrical job is the same.
Exactly.
So you find out that you're going to work each day and many a times you're working on different projects.
That's exactly.
And you're learning
it,
new things. Sure. And that what I find for the learners, they come alive.
Yeah.
Our students will be there and we'll be trying to teach them. We teach them the practical that we can and the theory. But when they go out and they go and they have this experience working out there in the real world, when they come back, they're just overwhelmed. They're just excited about the new things that they're learning and the experience.
Yeah.
And I think that is one of the great things about the electrical industry. The electrical is such a wide and varied area that it touches every aspect of our lives.
Right.
So there's always a new area and something new to learn.
That's it. Well, that's it. I can imagine having a desk job where every day you go in, you count numbers, you figure out how much extra you got, how much less you got. That's what you do.
Yeah.
What I love, similar to what we do here, is like exactly like you said, it's a project. So we got to get our heads together, figure out how we're going to pull this off. And every day or, you know, over the course of a couple weeks, now we move on to a new project. And I got to tell you, too, because I did some electrical when I renovated my place back home. The best part of that is looking up at those recessed lighting cans and remembering how I got that wire running and knowing what's behind the drywall if I ever need to get into it.
Yeah.
Tell me about for AC. What's the most rewarding part of being in the air conditioning field?
I believe my electrical friend here probably said a lot of things that are similar.
Sure.
But the dynamics of it is really what is most interesting. I mean, the project base, the fact that whenever you go to work, there are always different projects and every project is unique.
Mm.
And so you have a different team working with, you have a different area that you're going to. You might meet up on something that is just not the usual. You've probably never seen this kind of situation before.
Right.
And so it pulls on you to innovate, you know what I mean, to get this thing running and get it working. And then after doing all of that, after sweating,
right.
Because one of the things that I normally say all the time to my customers, I mean, I say, I sweat to keep you cool.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, and after you sweat and see that smile on the customer's face, you know, that's a joy that you never forget.
That's it.
I have friends that envy me because I'm doing this kind of a job and they are stuck in one place every day, all the time.
Sure.
It's kind of like just repetitive. They're doing the same thing every day, you know what I mean? But in those fields, and I'm not shooting any field, I mean, and I won't mention the field, but in those fields, when, as you said earlier on, when I was going to high school, TVET was not promoted.
Right.
And TVET was just something that You did.
Right.
I mean, it was happening and you just go there. It wasn't recognized.
Yeah.
And so what was recognized were the sciences and the business
field. That's it. Yep.
And so everybody would have rushed towards those fields. But now, when you look at it now, I mean, TVET, this is where it really is. If an island, if a country is to build and develop, you need TVET people.
It's true.
And so when you look at a project, each project, like for a building going up, and you have different teams, the air conditioner, the plumber, the electrician, and all that team come together when it was just a land space, probably with all bushes.
Mm.
And at the end of the day, you see a nice structure going up with all the cooling and the lighting and everything. That's really wonderful, from nothing to something.
I had a friend in high school. His name was Al Birdie, and he was a troubled kid. He didn't really do well at school. Didn't want to be in class. Didn't have the best attitude, but his dad was a plumber. And his dad had taught him his whole life how to be a plumber. So he was always working with his dad plumbing. And Al, I remember him saying, I don't really need to learn any of this because I'm going to be a plumber one day. But he stuck it out and he went to college and he got himself a degree in business. And then he combined his business knowledge with his dad's small plumbing company.
Indeed.
And if you Google plumbing in New York, the number one company that comes up is Al Birdie Plumbing.
Indeed.
He literally runs the Northeast and he's probably one of the richest guys I know. And he did it on his knees, you know, doing copper, one bit at a time, started learning how to do the toilet, then he learned how to do a sink, then he learned how to manage guys, then he learned how to pay them, and then build it up. It's really an opportunity that kids these days, I hope, take advantage of. Mr. Wayne, if people are interested and want to find out more details about UCCI and what they're offering with these TVET programs, how do they find out more details?
You just give us a call. Telephone number is 623-0528. Or 623-8224.
Killer.
Send us an email as well.
Yeah.
To info@ucci.edu.ky.
Nice.
Or give me a call personally. Telephone number is 326-2958.
Now, if you ever decide to get out of this teaching thing, that voice would be perfect for radio. I've got scripts you can read. Gentlemen, thank you very much for the work that you do. Thank you for your patience that you take with these kids. And I know that, you know, working with students is never easy. But you gentlemen are doing great work, and we really appreciate that, okay?
Jason, you're fantastic. Can I add one more thing?
Yeah, of course.
One of the things that people don't realize with TVET is that it doesn't stop at just one level. There are multiple levels. It's like a step. One of the things that we're looking at doing at the UCCI, we're doing actually, is create what we call a layered qualification. So you start at basic at level one. Okay, I want to go further. We give you a level two.
Mm.
And it goes up to level six. Level six means that you are pretty much a guru.
Yeah.
You are now the expert. These guys here are pretty much at level seven. They're like sages.
Gotcha.
But the idea here is that, and then when you get to that level, remember the story I told about the plumber? And the doctor, you are on the same level in terms of income once you're at that level with those persons who are in those professions.
Sure.
And so it's becoming more attractive. It touches every phase of our lives. If your car breaks down, you need an auto mechanic, he's a technical person.
Yeah.
Right? You need your air conditioning to repair it. You need the persons like that.
Sure.
So electronics, again, is not a very important thing. Your computer breaks down, you got to find somebody who can fix it.
Right.
So all these facets of our lives now are changing. And one last thing. At this point in time, there's a ratio of 7-3 with the amount of persons who are working directly and those who are replaced by technology.
Right.
Another 3 years, it's going to be 6-4.
Right.
Another 10 years, it's going to be like 5-5.
Right, right.
In all those changes, these areas are going to always be constant.
It's true. Yeah, there's no robots who are installing plumbing.
It's not going to happen.
It's going to need a human hand.
It's never going to happen.
For sure.
To get a dish at a restaurant?
Yeah.
Tell me a robot who can prepare
that. That's
right?
It. That's
so
it.
There are certain positions that TVET allows and protects that automatically precludes persons from being ostracized.
Yeah.
And that's important for us to really communicate and for them to understand.
What's the website? One more time.
www.ucci.edu.ky.
Guys, I'm going to put links to all of that,
that'd
including
phone
numbers, in the comments of this video. Guys, thanks very much.
Thank you too, Jason.
Thank you.
Have a
Thank
super
you so
day.
Much
it was
for
fun.
Having us.